Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis, mitzvah 132, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Eish ala Mizbeach B'chol Yom, the mitzvah of lighting a fire on the Mizbeach each and every day. There are two mitzvahs related to this. Today's the mitzvah Zaseh, and B'Hashem next time will be the Lo Saseh of extinguishing fire on the Mizbeach. That's a Naseh and a Lo Saseh. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to do two mitzvahs tomorrow. Because Thursday I'm not going to be able to do a mitzvah, so I'm going to try, so we're going to have five this week. So we're going to do two tomorrow, but just keep in mind, we will post what's available. If not, I might just do one, but we'll see what I have time for. Okay, says the Chinuch, mitzvah alakas eish al mizbeach b'chol yom, a mitzvah to light the fire every day. The Pasuk says, yesterday we spoke about, the last time we spoke about the Trumas Hadeshen, and at the end of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Pasuk tells us, v'ho eish al mizbeach tukad bo, lo tichpeh. The fire on the Mizbeach, you shall light. Lo tichpeh, do not put it out. And the Pasuk says it again, two psukim later. Eish tamid tukad al Mizbeach, lo tichpeh. Almost the exact same words. We'll see in a couple of minutes why there is a repeat of mokta three times. It says the word mokta in that little group of psukim, and we'll see what that is a remez for. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. Lahaver eish al Mizbeach b'chol yom tamid. It's a mitzvah daraisa to ignite fire on the Mizbeach every single day, tamid. Shenemar eish tamid tukar al mizbeach upa pirushal tamid. What does the word tamid mean? Klomar lohasim bo eitzim baboker ubein arbayim. Tamid means to place wood in the morning and in the afternoon. Put wood there. Make sure there's a fire. Ubebir amru zechanam lavracha afal pishah eish yori ben hashamayim mitzvah lahavi ben ahedyot. Even though fire comes down from heaven, that's one of the nisim. But still, there's a mitzvah for the Jewish people to bring fire, create a fire, minahedyot, from a human source. That is the pasuk. It sounds like from the Sefer HaChinuch that mitzvah is the act of putting wood there. What happens if the fire goes out after I did what I was supposed to do? Right, we know there was a nes, that the smoke didn't go back and forth and it never rained, but let's say somehow it went out. So do I violate the mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch talks about this in mitzvah Aleph. Machlokas Rishonim, is the mitzvah the act of lighting, or is the mitzvah making sure it is lit? And therefore, if it goes out, it's my responsibility. The question is, what does tamid mean? Does tamid mean once a day or twice a day, always make sure you take care of it or not? We had a similar discussion, if you remember, back by the Lechem Aponim. There's a Machlokas Tanoim. It says the Lechem Aponim Lefanai Tamid has to be on the Shulchan, always tamid. So does tamid mean make sure there's no night that doesn't have the Lechem? Meaning every Shabbos, sometime on Shabbos, the old lechem can be removed, and sometime later the new lechem has to be put in on the same day. That's one shita. But the Rambam and the Chinuch quote the other shita in the Tanoim, and that is that the Kohanim go in at the exact same time, and right when the first group of Kohanim take out the lechem from one side, then the other Kohanim push in the new lechem upon him. That's tamid every single second. So the question is here too. Eish tamid, what does tamid mean? Does that mean every second you want us to make sure that it's lit? Or just do the act of bringing up the wood and lighting it? So says the Minchas Chinuch, he thinks it's a machlokas tanoim. Umitzvah zu, reading in Os Aleph, Hainu la'aruch eish baboker, ubein or abayim b'chol yom, zeu nikra tamid, kimo carbon tamid, just like the carbon tamid. It doesn't mean that you're sacrificing every second of the day. She'enu ela baboker, ben or abayim, v'nikra tamid. It's once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and it's still called tamid. So to here, it's still called tamid. V'chei neiris, and so to the neiris, as it says, you have to light candles, la'alos ner tamid. So tamid means each day. That's the first shot. Ulidvarav, according to that approach, im nischabe ha'esh bayom o balayla, if the fire goes out at some point, ein mitzvah, lahavir, da mitzvah hi rak baboker ba'erev. It's to do it once a day, once a night. But if you look in the Rambam, he says, a nirakin. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like from the Rambam that it is what we would call more result-oriented. Make sure that it is lit. Rak ha-mitzvah hi shalo yiyam izbech below eish af rega echad. Even one moment, the mizbech cannot be without fire. V'ha-mitzvah hi sheyeh tamid below hefsik. And the mitzvah is that it is tamid. It must be always without break. K'moshe pirsh Rashi shem b'lechem ha-panim. Like Rashi explains what I just mentioned, the sugi in Menachos, that you take him off and put it back on the very same moment. This is here too. V'ha-marachos, and we'll get to the different fire piles of wood on the mizbeach. Nidrashu gamke mikroi. So mitzvah says sheyeh eish al mizbeach tamid below hefsik rega, not for a second that it is not there. We'll get to later on what happened when the Bnei Yisrael traveled, what happened to the eish. That will come up later on. But that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is either to light it twice a day or to make sure it is constantly lit. There is a pi kabbalah, I saw in a number of svarim, the b'shem the shloha kadosh, that if somebody is having a machshava ra'a, some type of thought that they don't want to have in their head, they should say this pasuk over and over again. Eish tam mitukan al mizbech lo sichva. Eish tam mitukan al mizbech lo sichva. The fire should burn on the mizbech. It shouldn't go out. It shouldn't go out. Okay, that's a pi kabbalah. I saw the ksav in the Yagdol Torah quotes the ksav sofer. Maybe the message is because if somebody has the fire within his heart and he doesn't want this machshava, he doesn't want this inappropriate thought. All right, we start Shemon Esrei, and all of a sudden, right, something that we didn't think about all day. That's when the Yitzhara tries to get us to not have Kavana. We're not thinking about this. All, Baruch Hashem, boom, we have that Kavana. So we can't say this pasuk there. That's a hefsek. But if you just have to do our best. But says the, say, Al Pi Kabbalah, they quote from the Shla, that Misha Belibo Eish Tami Tukad Lashem Alakai Mitzvosav, if somebody's heart is on fire, to be Mekai in the mitzvahs, Hashem Ozerlo, Sheinasim Mechshav Ara, Hashem will help you from not having that thought. For Kol Shekein Shelo Yavul Yavera Befal, and for sure, not to bring it to fruition, to an action. He says, that's the Pasuk. Eish Tami Tukad Al Mizbeach, if you have a fire in you, on your Mizbeach, in your life, on your altar, if you have that fire, so then, Lo tichpa eish, don't put the fire out. You keep that fire going. You say this pasuk and focus on it. Says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you out. Abala tayer mesayin oso. That's quoted in a number of Kabbalistic works. The idea of saying over this pasuk over and over to try to prevent machshavos raos. Okay, weiter. The al yiksha alecha maleimar mahi mitzvah zu. Back to the chinuch. Don't make it difficult for yourself. What's the point of this mitzvah? V'halo al kolpanim hoylem lahaber eish l'sorecha karban. Just chayv l'akriv. There's a separate mitzvah to light a fire on the Mizbeach? What do I need a mitzvah like that? Isn't that just a hechsher mitzvah? You have to burn the karbanis anyway. So what do you need? And do you count every act involved in the avodah? No. We're going to get to, in this parsha, parsha Tzav, we're going to have the maisa asham. We're going to have the maisa ola, the maisa chatas. You don't count every, you don't count the smicha and the hagasha and the shechita. That's not all separate. It's the avodah. So here, this is just a hechsher avodah. So what do we need to count this as a separate? You're going to light a fire anyway to burn. So what do you have to have a separate mitzvah to light the fire? So we have this discussion, if you're a member, back by the Big Day Kahuna. The Ramban did not think you should count this separately because it's just you get your clothes on to do the avoda. The Rambam thinks it has inherent significance. That's why he counted it back in Parshat Tetzaveh. But says the Chinuch, ubelo eish iafshar, don't you have to burn it anyway? No. Ki mitzvah zu bifnei atzmahi. This is a separate mitzvah d'oraisa, says the Chinuch. Ki milvad eish hatzarech l'karban. Besides the fire that is needed for the karban, hayubarim eish b'mizbeach l'mitzvah zu. They had another fire on top of the mizbeach. If you think about it, that's what we usually imagine. On top of the mizbeach, there's a machlokas tanoim, but the Chinuch and the Rambam hold there were three fires at the same time. Three fires on top of the Mizbeach. Kamosha Darshu Zacharim Lavracha. Shalosh Maracha Shalesh Menaksuvim. It says the word Mokta three times in these Psukim. So Chazal Darshin, there were three fires. We'll get to later on what the purpose is of each one. But the Chinuch is already alluding to here. One purpose was just to have a fire always on the Mizbeach. That was the purpose of one of the three fires. Kamosha Nitha Badidim Shal Mitzvah Zu. And I'll talk about it again when I get up to the halachas of this mitzvah. Okay, so he says you need this mitzvah, even though you need a fire anyway for the karbanos, because it has separate, independent significance. Misharshia mitzvah, hakdama. Let me tell you a sharsh of the mitzvah, and here the chinuch has a yesod. Yesod gadol said by many, but this is where I don't think we've had this in the chinuch yet. But there's a lot of people quote the chinuch to bolster their idea in the following. Yadua adavar beinenu, eitzel kol chacham. The idea is known. Ki nisim agdolim asher yasa hakel al bnei adam betuvo agadol. Whenever Hashem does great miracles for people, la'olam yasem derech seser, He always tries to do them, if possible, in a hidden way. Sometimes, ein brera. But He tries to do them in a hidden way. Like what? V'nirim ha'inyanim nasim ksas gilu hein b'darchei ha'tev ha'mamish. And it'll appear as if it's natural. O b'karov l'teva. Why? He doesn't want to take away people's b'chira chavshis, as we'll get to. But even when you have the greatest miracle, Hashem leaves a little tiny Pesach hiding the miracle so that people have to recognize, they have to search for the miracle. Ki gam b'nes kriyas yamsuf, maybe the most miraculous event in our history, kriyas yamsuf, shahaya nes b'fursum, that was obviously a miracle, kas of sham, what does the pasuk say in B'shalach? V'yolach Hashem as hayam, b'ruach kadim azakal alayla. There was a strong east wind the entire night. V'yasem as hayam l'charava, Vayibaku amayim, and the yam became dry, and the water split. Why does the Torah tell us that there was a strong east wind? Why didn't it just say that Hashem split the sea? Doesn't say that. Why? Because He wanted to give a Pesach letos. He wanted people to think, wow. He wanted the meteorologist talking on the news that day. There will be a record-breaking tide tomorrow morning. Because we get to... That's why he did that. Strongest wind. Says the Ramban. Exactly what the Chinuch says. The Ramban, stop here for a second. You know what? Let's just finish the Chinuch. One more sentence. Vamaskilim yavinu. And those who are smart will understand. Ki inyan seser zeh. Lemailas ha'adon. Vishiflus ha'makabel. And the reason that it's hidden is because the amazing qualities of God and the lowliness of the makabel. Says the Ramban right here in Beshalach. That vayeti ruach kadim hayar ratzon lefanav yisparach luvakeya hayam ruach kadim miyabeshes, a very dry east wind sheyera eh keilu haruach yamachareves kenin shakasuv yavo kadim ruach Hashem veyivosh mekoro veyichare mayano ki bavur zeh chashvu ulai haruach sam hayam lacharava v'lo yad Hashem asedus bavur Yisrael. You find one of the most amazing psukim in the entire Torah. Got to focus on it. One of the amazing things in the Torah is that the Mitzrayim raced into the water after the Jews, after the sea split. One of the most amazing psukim. Why? You see the most miraculous event, Kriyas Yamsuf. Oh my God, I can't believe it. God must be on their side. What do they do? Let's get them. They run in. It's one of the most amazing psukim. What are they, so blind? The answer is that's the message of life. Even the greatest miracles, Hashem leaves open the possibility of interpretation of nature. It's really nature. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. That's what the Chinuch says here. That's what God does. He covers miracles as much as he can. Right? Related to this is the Gemara that many know. The Gemara of beginning of Brachas on Dav Dalet. It's not Dafka about a miracle, but it's a very important Gemara. And it's it goes along with this Ramban. What does the Gemara say? What does the Pasuk say? Kachatzos halayla niyosei b'soch Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu repeating, Kachatzos. Right? And Kachatzos versus Bachatzos. Hashem says Kachatzos and Moshe Rabbeinu says Bachatzos. Why Bachatzos? Because the Gemara explains in Brachas Daf Dalet, because Moshe was worried. Maybe the Egyptian watches would be a minute off. It would say 12:01. Makas Bechoros would occur, all the firstborns would die, and what would happen if it happened at 12:01? The Mitzrayim would say, what a coincidence. God said 12 o'clock. Must be a coincidence. God didn't do it. It's 12:01. It's not 12 o'clock, because their watches are set wrong. They don't have the exact time. So every firstborn would die at the exact same second, and yet the Egyptians, because it happened at 12:01, and they were mistaken anyway, they wouldn't think it was Makas Bechoros, but that's somebody who is hashkafically warped, so he doesn't want to see it. Unbelievable miracle. But that's the message of the Ramban. That's the message of this chinuch. We mentioned this back in the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, back in Parshas Yisro, that emunah is something that is logical. And if somebody is biased by their own negios, so then they're not going to believe, even if you have the greatest miracle in front of you. That is the Ramban over there in Beshalach, and that is the Sefer HaChinuch here. Again, the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz also expands upon this in two different ma'amarim. In the new volume, one of them is a ma'amar Kuf Beis, where he talks about the natural state of a person is to be one and with God and recognize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asks, he says, why the Gemara Nida that we learn all of Torah in utero and then we have to come out? Why do we deserve that, to learn all of Torah in utero? We didn't do anything yet. We didn't earn anything. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, no, that's the natural state. It's just that once we come to this world, there's so much hester covering God's actions, so we lose that experience. And the job of life, what's our goal in life? Kidei, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Kidei she'i ha'adam yigala osam ba'atzmo. V'zehu avodasu shal adam ba'olamo. Our job, lahagia lebirur ha'emes al yidei yigiyaso. To come to see the true existence of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid through my hard work. Ukedai hu hester kvot shamayim kedei sheyisgala idei avodas ha'adam. It's kedai that Hashem covers himself, kaviyacho, so that we uncover him, capital H. V'ilo lo haya hester panim, if there was nisim gluyim, so what would be the purpose of life? Whether you recognize him, there's no kunst to that, right? Everybody sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gabus, the purpose of life, is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he is not readily apparent. Sometimes he's more readily apparent than other times. But this is, that's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He says, for example, he says this in another Maimar. He says in the Maimar entitled Galus HaShechina, he says, if you think about the Hatzalah of Yeshiva Smir, his yeshiva during the Shoah, it was Nisim Gluyim. He says, you might say, right, there were clouds called visas and consuls and permissions and all types of teva abrios. He says, Lamaisa, it was a Nes Galui. He says, and also what happened in 1967. Says it was a neis galui. Oz nevhalu v'feyadom. Tibal mezavachad. V'chol aviron im v'atankim. Lo hayu el lachasos zese neinu. Meraosus nisi Hashem agluyim. Obviously, we have to do our ishtablus. But he says that's what life's about: uncovering the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs for us, and making it that a recognition that we all see the Yad Hashem in everything that in all the world around us. Rav Nevinzal as well, here at Pasha Sav, talks about the Schenach, everybody talks about the Schenach, where he says that it's if a person has a Nez Galui in front of him, he says it doesn't serve any purpose. Number one, you lose the chance of conquering your Bechira, and then he says even if somebody's a kofar and they see it, maybe it's not the, he says it'll just confuse him, he'll try to come up with explanations. He says, just like some scholars say that why a few times in Tanakh the people died carrying the Aron, right, Uzzah in the time of a couple of times, he says, because Moshe Rabbeinu yada esod hachashmal umishanaga ba'aron pashut hit chashmal, right, he electrocuted himself. Obviously, he says that's what scholars would say. You see the tremendous nisim, but this is the goal of life. This is the goal of life. If we have time at the end, maybe we'll mention the other Ramban, the end of Parshas Bo, which many talk about. Let's go continue. Ubizeh ha'inyan, because of this idea, tzivanu lahavreish from mizbeach. That's why we have a mitzvah to light a fire on the mizbeach. Afa pisha shami yoreish ben hashamayim. Even though fire comes down from heaven, kedei lahastir anes, in order to cover up the miracle, lefi adome shehaish yoredes lo hazaniris biyiridasa, so that people don't recognize it. Benatam shamarnu. As we said, there were a couple of exceptions in life where God thought that he had to bring down fire on purpose and everybody had to notice it to serve a purpose. Number one, to burn up Nadav and Avihu. Right? That's number one in Vayikra Perek Tes. In the time of Gidon, to inspire Gidon to go fight. Manoach. Eshes Manoach and Manoach. Shimshon's parents. So those were times when it was Nireis. But other than that, it was covered by the fire that the Kohanim brought. V'yadayin v'yter, anu tzrichim lomar ma'inyin ha'mitzvah la'adagesh l'mizbeach, milvad eich ha'tzorach shom l'karban. I have to add one more element, though. V'nira. So number one was to cover up the miracle. Number two, v'nira al-tzad ha'pshad, a second idea, says the Chinuch, shehu inya ma'shekosav v'mitzvah lachem ha'panim. It's a similar idea to what I wrote back in Parshat Tetzaveh about the lachem ha'panim. Sheha'adam izbarech l'fi ma'isav, shehu oseik bohem l'ratzon baro. If we want a bracha in a certain area, we should do a mitzvah in that area. So if you remember, the Chinuch said, lechem symbolizes parnasa. So we do a mitzvah with lechem, so our lechem is blessed. That is what the Chinuch said back then. We're osik in lechem kodesh because we want a bracha in our lechem chol. So it's like Hashem puts bracha in lechem, in the lechem upon him, that spreads. It spreads to all lechem in the world. It's the same thing here. We're osik in fire of mitzvah so that it spreads to the fire within us. Because we all have Eish HaTorah in us. He talks more about it from the physical sense, that the Rishonim all explain that a man is made up, everything in the world is made up of the four elements, wind, fire, water, and dirt, and earth, and fire is in a person, so we want to get a bracha in our fire, so too we do a mitzvah with fire. So one could express that this in a more musari, hashkafa type of term, the fire within us, our Eish HaTorah that lights us up, that the zrizus that we have, that also we want fire, we light the fire in order to inspire us. Want us to make sure though, because says the Chinuch, sometimes we have too much fire, sometimes we have too little fire. Sometimes we're not inspired at all, and sometimes we go overboard. Who went overboard, says the Chinuch? B'nei Aaron, skip two lines. U'b'nei Aaron hosifu ba'esh, mi b'lishin itztavu. Right, they went overboard, they had too much fire. So we have to have the exact proper balance of appropriate fire in us and inappropriate fire within us. Right? They went overboard. The Beis Halevi expands upon this in Parshas Kisisa. Many follow his lead that the Eish HaTorah was they wanted to serve Hashem. The problem was they wanted to create their own means of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They ultimately wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Eish Zara. Hashem did not command them to bring this. But they wanted to do it anyway. That's an ultimate Eish Zara. That's Avodah Zara. because that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. And that's how he explains the Mishkan was a kapara for the Egel, because over and over again in Parshas Pekudei, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, because ultimately, our fire has to be within the confines of Halacha, within the confines of mitzvahs. We can't make up our own mitzvahs. There's an Isidar Raisa called Batosif, as we'll get to. But even within that, we have to follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, or else that would be inappropriate fire. Okay, weiter, Midini HaMitzvah, next paragraph. Let's get to some of the halachas. Masha Anim Ruzachonim Lavracha, as we said. Afa Pishay Jardim and Hashemayim, Mitzvah Lavim and Ahedya. It's a mitzvah to bring fire every day. Shene Emar. Vinasu B'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish V'chulu. It's a mitzvah to put fire there. Uba Boker Hayorchen Eitzim. V'osim Barosham Mizbeach Ma'aracha G'dola Shal Eitzim. Every morning, they made a big pile of fire on top of the Mizbeach. A pile of wood. Shene Emar Uvir Aleh HaKohen Eitzim B'Boker B'Boker. Each morning. U'milvad HaEitzim Arucham Ala Ma'aracha. Mitzvah Lakoin Lalos Lemizbech Mishnei Gizrin Shalitz. Besides the big pile of wood, there's a separate avoda done every day. Two logs. Two logs were brought up with the carbon tamid, Shal Shachar and Shal Ben Arbayim. That's called the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Shnei Amaru Vira Lakoin Eitzim. That's a kind that is a separate mitzvah. It's part of this one. Umiyad Eitzim Shnayim V'chein Mosifin Gamkein Shnei Gizrin and Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim Umalan Asam Shnei Kohanim. So you bring the wood up in the morning and bring the wood up in the afternoon. Continuing, three piles, as I alluded to before, three piles of wood are on top of the mizbeach every day. Harishon Gadola, first the major big one, the animal, where the animals were burned. That's the main fire that was on top. Shniya b'tzid haktana mimena, a smaller one right next to it. Shemimena lokhim eish b'machtol akter toras b'chol yom. They had to burn ketores every day. In the Heichal, on the little Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, they had to bring fire, coals, in order to burn there to put the Torah on top of. So they took it from the second fire, the second wood pile of fire. Maracha Shlishis, this is the Chinuch Shita, Ein Aleha Klum. The third pile was used for nothing. For nothing, it was just a fire. El Lekayim Mitzvah Sa'esh. Only to Makai this mitzvah. We'll talk more tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, about whether all Rishonim agree to this. But this is the Chinuch Shita. The third one was purely there to fulfill this mitzvah. Eish Tamitukad. Why couldn't you just fulfill with the other one? The other one was also always burning. But that's what the Chinuch says. Shenemar Eish Tamitukad. V'shalosh Ksuvim B'inyin Sheimor Ma'shalosh Ma'rachos. Three times it says the word Mokta. That verb, Tukad Mokta. So that's how you learn the three. By the way, the Gemara in Zvachim tells us, and is based on a Medrash also, that not only was it's a Yerushalmi and Yuma, even when Bnei Yisrael traveled, the fire was lit. They just covered it up. They put a cover on it, and you saw it bouncing around underneath the cover. They didn't burn the cover. That was a nace. But the Yerushalmi says in Dalad Vav and Yuma, Lo sechabeh af b'masaos, even on the travels. Rav Sternbach writes, you know what this alludes to? Even when you're traveling, first of all, you know, some people are Jews at home. When they're out, they'll get salad, they'll get this. No, don't let the fire burn out, even b'masos, even when you're traveling. And he says it also applies to B'nai HaYeshiva, during Bein Azmanim. He says, when you're in Yeshiva, okay, but the Eish Tamid, Lo Sichver, the Medrash, the Yerushalmi says, Afilu b'masos, even when you're traveling, even when you're going around here and there, and it's a little harder to focus, Afilu b'masos, Lo Sichver. You can't have the fire go out, even then. That's the Tam V'das, right here, on our Pasuk. Finishing up, V'noheges b'zman abayis b'zichrei kuhuna, the mitzvah applies to the male Kohanim, v'im lohe v'iru, ha-Kohanim ma'aracha shlishas b'mizbeach, if the Kohanim do not light the third ma'aracha, bitlu mitzvahs asezu, they are mevatel this mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuchas will start with tomorrow, b'ez Hashem, and we'll talk about it, and Os Hay argues on this chinuch. He says, why should it be? Even if this one goes out, what about the other two? If they're lit, there's fire in the Mizbeach. Dafka, this one is the Mitzvah, the other one's not. So he's going to show that other Rishonim do not agree with that. But Be'ez Hashem will talk more about that and the Issur of putting out the fire in the next Mitzvah. But we'll stop here to get tomorrow. I might try to do two, but we'll see. Ready, have a good day.